been waiting some 13 years, and it's very exciting for the industry. And it's for the whole of the Australian industry, not just Victoria. We have the permission now, the privilege, I suppose you could say it is, to send nectarines to China, mainland China.
And you can fly them in, is that right?
We have three options. We have a sea freight option. We've got two air freight options, which would be fantastic. And to get a commercially viable protocol like this one with three options, it's just fantastic. And it's really going to blow the industry apart as far as the big boys can send to China now, and the mums and dads will get some better prices on the domestic market for the smaller farms.
Usually, I suppose, for a lot of fruit access issues, especially out of the mainland of Australia, Queensland fruit fly has always been a stalling point in a lot of cases. What is different about this deal that has allowed you to get it done?
Well, we've worked very closely with the department. They've been fantastic. That's plant biosecurity. And we've demonstrated to the Chinese, between the two of us, the east-west principle. Well, in Western Australia, we have medfly, and on the east coast, we have dewfly. And traditionally, or in the past, a lot of trading countries with phytosanitary agreements have used a one-glove-fit-all approach. But this time, we've got it separated. So we've got a treatment for medfly, we've got a treatment for dewfly, and it's really opened up the doors.
So you can effectively individually treat to make sure the pest never makes it to China, and that's given you access.
That's correct, yes, yes.
How much fruit do you expect to be exported to China? Is it a lucrative market?
Look, it's a market that enjoys fresh temperate fruit, particularly stone fruit. We've been looking at the situation. I envisage probably in the first year, look, we'll have to be very careful so we don't mess the protocol up. It's of critical importance to growers that send fruit to China that we step by step through the process. It's a very difficult and intricate protocol we've been set, so we need to ensure the right mechanisms are in place, and then we'll send probably in excess of 10,000 to 15,000 tonnes of fruit. That's the initial thinking anyway, Warwick.
How big is that in terms of the Australian market for nectarines?
Well, nectarines, probably we produce about 40,000 tonnes of nectarines. So, you know, that's the fair slice of nectarines coming out of the domestic market, which, will, as I said earlier, will clear up the congestion in the domestic market.
This is a huge deal. This is a really, really big deal for your industry.
It is. And more importantly, we're one of the protocols, the first time China's recognised the 3-degree efficacy treatment into China, and also a mix of fumigation for our fruit, which will run across other industries and will make them more successful and make their protocols more commercially viable than they are at the moment.
And that's an interesting point. So do you think this will open the door for other fruits? I suppose mainland cherries have always had the bugbear of no access to China when Tasmanian cherries do. Do you think it'll open the door to fruits like that?
I think slowly they'll have to work through with the plant biosecurity. Each industry will have to work through with the guys in Canberra. But yes, look, it does say that China's relaxing, but we again have proven our efficacy in our industries are steadfast and accurate. So they've accepted that, and for them to believe the East-West is just unbelievable. And I can see the other countries that watch China, what they do, will start to consider China's decision and probably relax some of the protocols to the other Asian markets.